neighborhood, you know, this person's being charged $80,000 for their land, and these are all being charged $15,000. What's going on? These are the kind of things that, as the assessor, that's my job, is to make everybody, to get everybody assessed fairly, so that one person isn't way off from the others.
And then taking into consideration, I guess, terrain. I mean, taking into consideration terrain, power lines, how do you, or is that noted?
Sometimes it shows easements.
I just know, for example, in whenever we were a part of Board of Equalization, there would be properties that we would look at, and then they'd show us that there's a power line right down the middle of, and so they had a $100,000 lot that they couldn't build on, so obviously it wasn't worth $100,000. So there was a lot of those. So how would this fix that? Or would it revert something back and then you have to catch it?
It's not so much that. It's like, I was looking at a subdivision out in Hollister, out by the golf course.
Okay.
Pretty nice houses. Everybody who's in a house, their land is valued at $80,000. It's a nice subdivision. Then the people who own lots, some of them are valued at $40,000. Then there's a bunch of lots that are $12,000.
Are those developer lots, though?
Some are, some aren't. That's what we need to know. And so if I have somebody out there and you're assessing it and you got your little cards, which you don't need your cards now because it's all in the tablet for you, you can go across and see, and then you find out who has these. Is that a contractor that owns those, you know, or did we just miss? And this neighbor is paying this versus his neighbor, you know. I that's where we're supposed to make things fair. And if we don't have a way, because again, there's a whole lot more parcels now than there used to be, and we have a limited number of people covering them. And so this is just another tool to make sure that we don't miss something.
Well, and I know that during BOE, our experience or my experience with the assessor's office changing maps or whatever is only through BOE. That's why I bring it up. We've not been on it, though, in 8 years. No. How long have you been commissioner? This is the first year of your second term?
2017.
This is the first year of your second term.
We went, okay. 2017, we went to a citizen board.
All citizen as opposed to a commissioner and two citizens.
Mm-hmm. A banker, a lawyer, and a real estate
candlestick maker. Sounds like a joke. So we haven't been on it since then, but I do remember looking at lots. People would bring up, they'd come in. Mm-hmm. At times, and then this is it's our fault, I guess. I think at times we would look at the lots and go, all of them are too high, and we would lower them all. Even though only one citizen would bring it. But has there been times whenever one citizen would bring it, we'd lower that one and not lower the ones around it?
That's where you...
Or raise. I mean, okay. Of course, we never raised in BOE.
And if you want to just sit in the office in the computer and look, that's where you can turn the contours on and so forth. But if you raise it any greater than a certain amount, there has to be a fiscal inspection.
With this layer tool she's talking mm-hmm. about help BOE as well then?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
You know, I would say if it in a BOE environment on Beacon like that, for them to be able to pull it up, not have to...
They can do that now. Right now. I can go in up on my computer right now. You can push contours.
Yep.
And
get,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, contours, but we're talking about price per square foot.
Okay, I thought she was talking about
price
the
per
land.
Square foot.
I was saying the reasoning... The reason mm-hmm. some may be lower or higher is because of the contours or because of...
And just mm-hmm. so you guys are clear, the first upgrade that I'm here for allows us to make different users' accounts. So you could have a BOE user that could see that so that the general public wouldn't see that.
So it would be on for BOE, and then they could pull that up.
Right.
Because I could see that, because I do remember, again, it's been a while, but we'd always sit there and go, hey, click on that. What's that one worth?
Right.
Or what's that one at? Or what's that one at? And so sit there and click all around. Mm-hmm. Whereas with that layer, it would just automatically tell us?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would. And as he said, the management one that we're looking at today gives him the ability or me to allow other people to see it.
So, and the reason we're going through some discussion about if we're not going to do any of this, then we don't need, we've already asked Mark that. He said, I don't need it unless we're going to do whatever you're wanting to do. So that's why there's so much.
I need the layers. If I could figure out how to make them myself for cheap, I would do it. You know that.
I know. I don't know that.
The other thing is, I mean, this isn't a, I don't think it's a long-term commitment either. I mean, you could try it for a year if we don't use it.
Well, it looks like it's 2 years.
Figure it out ourselves.
Or figure it out ourselves in the interim, then.
How much is the layers portion, or does that just depend on how many parcels of that is?
I mean, on hers, it's $1,900 a year.
I think that's just, you've got to get it all, though, don't you?
What's that?
You can't just order layers.
No. You have to. It comes on the next tier package.
Yeah.
But you don't have to necessarily use. Okay, so that's this right here that includes.
But as management, too, with his management deal on subscriptions, he can decide who gets to see stuff. I mean, I guess we could yay or nay whoever gets to get a subscription.
Did you not? If is it layers that we're talking about now?
Strictly today layers? We're talking about just the level 2 level of features, which is just account management and allowing different, you know.
Who can see it?
If planning and zoning logged in with their username and password into Beacon, it would, you know, you could make it show just specific stuff for that. If the public logged in under a public account, they would see what we choose to let them see. It allows permissions based on either users or groups or whatever.
Now let me ask you this. So all the data can still be available with, you can have an account set up for field appraisers, and then any data that they need to do their job can be right there, only available to those with a field appraiser sign in. I mean, now that makes sense. Do they have the ability to see that data now?
And that's where I'm sitting here thinking, you're not seeing it. My people should be able to see anything out in the field.
That they can see in the
But open. They can't see the layers, of course, because we don't have them yet. But because we have Ulrich out there, we're paying for that on the tablet, they should be able to bring everything up.
Should or can?
They would be
able Would be able to, okay.
Really.
But Ulrich just shows them in a text form, you know, a spreadsheet or something. It doesn't show with a map and graphically.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So this would also help them graphically with all the data.
Yes.
If the layers are created. Right now the layers don't exist yet. So.
Right.
What about the card or whatever you're talking about, the sketches?
The what?
The sketches.
That's on our Ulrich program. They can bring up their all the things from the property card. They can bring up sketches while they're out in the field. And we're not doing sketches in the field. They do it. They used to do it just on paper, which they do, but we're having them come in to actually do their sketches at their desk because it's more accurate. It's very difficult to do sketching out in the field.
So. Is there ever a need to look at sketching while you're
But they do need to look, because that way we know if somebody added a porch or...
But they have the ability to do that now through Ulrich.
Yeah.
This seems like this is so much more difficult than it should be. I said it seems like this is so much more difficult than it should be. I'm talking about with having Esri, Beacon, Ulrich.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
I know. I even asked for WTH. I said, can't you do the layers for us? If you have the ability to do what we're asking for the other part, can you do, you know, instead of Beacon? And he's like, well, we could look into it. Well, I don't have time to look into it. I really need to get my job done.
Right.
And so...
What do you guys think? I know you're still stuck on something else. All layers. I don't see a problem with the layers.
There's not a problem with them right now, I don't think.
So in order to do the layers, we have to do the Beacon add-on. And that's what we're
considering. Okay. Is the layers not what we were talking about before that's available already?
No. She's going to come back again to get you guys to approve another Beacon add-on to do the layers.
One.
Yes.
Right now, you're just approving
the ones I labeled IS department upgrade
to get in to be able to do this stuff.
Yeah, we have to do this one in order to do the layers.
Right.
And the layers is not something that Tanya can do right now.
Whatever Tanya can do, I don't believe is going to be as accessible to her that she's looking for.
It would not be the graphic user
out in the field, pull it up on the fly. I'm here today. I can pull up this map right now. You know, it'd be bring a map with you. At its best.
Yeah. So this is something in order to accomplish what she's trying to do there. This is probably the best option.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
And the sooner we can get this integrated, then maybe your BOE people, who I don't know who they are, but if they wanted to acquaint themselves with it, it could really help, I think, for them when they're looking over whoever comes in.
Well, past few years, that wouldn't have been necessary or anything. That's why I keep saying about the projected notice is because the county clerk is going to need to know how much to schedule for the BOE. And so it's sounding like you're thinking that more is going to be coming to BOE in regard to this.
Yes.
So they're going to have to prepare for it.
Because I made all the nightly rentals 100%. Commercial.
Which that wouldn't affect on what we're talking here, I don't think. But
well, actually, yeah. this is where I'm finding all the discrepancies. As I'm going in trying to make sure that we're ready for people, and I'm checking each condo one by one on the list. I've got the list. You're welcome to come to the office. That's what I'm doing today. And then I'm finding, like I said, just the Majestic, huge discrepancies.
Okay. You're saying. My 12-year-old son never argued this much for a candy bar. you're saying that this is just like 2 years. If they do it for 2 years, and then if it's not wanted to be continued, then it doesn't have to continue. Is that what you're
That's
saying?
That's the way this is written, yeah. There's a one-time fee, you know, that you pay, a startup fee, but then there's just a...
No, not for your portion, just
no,
for the...
No, but for hers, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is 2 years, and they can see how it works. And if it doesn't work, you discontinue it.
And that's what it looks like.
Is that right?
Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that the way you've read it, Susan?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll look at the agreement for hers once that one comes. But
great.
The agreement's before us now is, and it's relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. So I had this redone because they had prorated it, you know, because we were going to try it for April 1st, and I think I have another one in my office. Again, I didn't know we were discussing this one today. It's got a May 1st date.
Oh, isn't that what's on the agenda?
What's on the agenda is
I asked Nikki, she said to do this one first, and then come to do this one.
Oh, I thought they were both.
They're not both on here. I can go get the new one, but again, it wasn't on the agenda for today.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm fine with doing this one to get to the assessment layers creation one. Are you guys?
I'm good.
Move to approve the professional service agreement. Excuse me one second. Let me strike that. Was there not a mistake on the... Where did that get fixed?
I looked at it. It looks like it got fixed.
The address?
Oh, yeah,
it got fixed.
I think it did get
fixed. Okay,
yeah,
that got
it
fixed.
It got fixed.
Yeah, they got fixed by last week.
Okay.
Nikki's got the new...
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
This is
notes. The agreement will automatically renew for an additional 12 months unless it's terminated by either party, so... We just need to keep an eye on that.